So look, I'll just open it up. I'm ready to go. We're all, obviously, we've been, I was going to say back at work, but we've been going straight on through. So I'm open to any and all questions.
And then first hour of free agency, you get some toys in the toy box.
Yeah, that was nice. It's like Christmas. Listen, Jerry and his staff, Ken Sternfield, they did a great job, you know, by identifying the guys and then being real aggressive and getting what we think is some pretty good football players is exciting.
Is it any more difficult for you with the having to hire new guys, like, you know, defensive line? I mean,
yeah, I don't know if difficult's the word. I mean, it's a challenge. Here's the way I always look at it, though. I think there's a positive spin on that. I've always felt this way. When you bring in new ideas, opinions, I think it's twofold. You can gather new ideas of what other people have been doing. I think we got some great ones from the guys that we have here. And I think this is really important. You know, for 17 years, I've been basically running this defensive system. It's always good when somebody new comes in and says, why are you calling it that? Or why are you doing that? Sometimes you go, I'm not sure why we do that. You know, maybe we should change the word. So that's been really good. The give and take and the interaction has been great. It's been terrific.
How different do you look at your defense at this point? Obviously, there's some new faces.
About
some old ones also.
Yeah. Well, look, we lost some guys too. So it's the give and take. But we've kind of been formulating that right now. When you go back before free agency and you're still doing your scheme and you're evaluating and where you're going to go from here, it's kind of hard to fully dive into what you're going to be and what you're going to install until you know what you have. So that's starting to take shape now. I mean, with the three guys or the four guys, you know, that we signed in free agency, plus Jasper Brinkley being back in there, it's starting to come together now. So we have kind of steered more toward what we would become based on the people that we have now, which is important.
How would do that?
I don't know that it'll change all that much. There might be some tweaks here and there. And we still have to, even though we've identified these guys that are coming in that new, and we think we know what they are, it's going to take a little while in the off season here to figure out if exactly how they can, you know, we can entwine them with the guys that we've had a year ago and what we did scheme-wise. Should we keep some things? Should we get rid of things? All that's ongoing right now.
When a team goes out and, you know, the first quick wave of free agency, you know, commits $200 million to defensive players, you know.
Yeah.
Does it speak to how depleted things were? You know, what kind of a deck you were dealing with last year that they had to go do this so quickly?
I don't know. I mean, I think every season rests on its own. I think everybody around the league, all 32 teams, they look at their depth, who do they have, where are the holes they got to fill, what's available. I just think we did a really good job. I'm not just saying that because of the guys that we got, but I think the way we went about it and how it all turned out, I think we did exactly what we needed to do.
I mean, do you feel you now have, you know, more chess pieces that you can use as opposed to kind of just figuring it out with all these pawns?
Well, let's put it this way. You know, let's go back a year. I mean, JPP, who we all know is a really good football player, he wasn't even here with us. Didn't have mouse brain, didn't come to him. And see, so now we get him fully right from the beginning. That's an advantage. We do think, obviously, the two guys that we got, or the three guys that we got in free agency, obviously give us something. Whether that's because we didn't have it last year or we did, I'm not really here to talk about that. I'm really here to talk about going forward. So, again, I'm excited about the guys we got. I'm hoping, certainly, that we can put a better product on the field than we did a year ago. I think that we will. And all the pieces coming together, whether it's players or coaches, are something that we're real excited about.
Jerry Reese referred to JPP's performance last year as a miracle as to what he was able to do. When you look back at the body of work of what he was able to accomplish for this defense, and do you try to project as to, okay, now we're going to have him for
what
this amount
do?
Of time, what he's going to be able to do?
Well, look, at I think he would tell you. I think common sense says that production and what we get out of JPP is going to be better than what it was last year for all the reasons. You know, he's going to be more comfortable with what he's dealing with. I mean, all of us, you know, to ask him to go out and what he did, I think I agree with Jerry and what he's saying. That was hard to do, and I think we got a lot out of him. Real excited about where it can go from here, you know. And look, I wasn't here for JPP's other years, but certainly watching him from afar, we're hopeful, but that's the guy we're going to get now. That's the hope.
What's your plan with him and Vernon? I mean, last year you moved JPP to left because
kind
of thing, and Olivier's a guy that's, I think he's played primarily maybe exclusively on the right side.
I think, pretty much in the tape. We'll let that work itself out. Look, I believe in those guys being comfortable, but haven't had a chance to have that conversation with Jason. But we will, and we'll get it figured out. I mean, we got two good football players there, and we'll get them in the right spots.
Is that the likelihood, though, that you kind of keep them in that direction?
Standing here today, probably would, assuming that JPP is comfortable over there. Haven't had that conversation with OV. Those are things that will happen coming forward. Excited that, 10 days from now, whatever it is, that we get to get these guys in the building. That's a good thing.
What did you say to Olivier? I know people thought that you had been on the phone.
Yeah, that was the recruiting 15 minutes. Back in the college days, it was, a full year of recruiting. I like to do the recruiting business face to face. It was odd, but we had I enjoyed it. He was great on the other end. We were passing the phone around, and for a little bit there, I was like, he must feel like, the grandfather.
Yeah.
All the grandchildren are going around and saying Merry Christmas. It was a little different, but we all enjoyed it. And then certainly shortly after that, when he decided that he wanted to be a part of the Giants, it was pretty exciting.
Once they handed the phone to Jerry and he said the money. Okay.
That kind of tilted things in our direction, I think, a little bit. Yeah.
Is that a nerve-wracking experience for you, though? I mean, you've had a big day up to that point, but if you get this guy.
Yeah, it's.
You got 15 minutes to make the case.
There's some anxiety. Yeah, there's some anxiety. I think Jerry walked in and said, look, we're going to do this. We're all going to go in Ben's office and be on this phone call. Great, let's go. And there's one guy, you're standing there, everybody else is listening. You can only hear half the conversation, right? But you're cranking it up, and apparently everybody said the right things, especially Jerry, like you're talking about. So it worked out pretty good.
Spags, aside from JPP, you had some injured redshirt guys like Oa, Burhead, Thompson.
Yeah, great point.
How do you even gauge what they can give you?
Listen, that's as exciting as everything else, to be honest with you. We were very hopeful with the young safeties as we went through training camp and preseason games. And that was really the goal, to get one of those young guys to surface. Obviously, three of them got injured, Mykel Thompson. And those guys worked in the offseason, extremely hard, Bennett Jackson, Burhey, like you're talking about. Real excited to see what they can do. Another year under them belt. Actually, O is going to be a rookie, really, when you think about it, because he didn't have enough snaps. But we were hopeful for him coming into last year, and going to be after working with him a little bit. I really like Owe. He's a guy that wants to be great, wants to do things right. He works at it. It was a struggle for him to be on the sideline all year long. When am I going to go? When am I not going to go? Am I going to be on IR? That's tough for a rookie. I thought he fought through it pretty good, and we'll be looking forward to seeing him get out there this year.
Getting back to the safeties, you said last year it was the goal to get one of those young guys on the field. Is that still the goal?
Well, yeah. I mean, those are the guys that we have right now. And look, we want, Landon went through the typical – Landon was thrown right in there as a rookie at safety. Not an easy position to play in this league as a rookie. There's going to be a learning curve, and he certainly went through it. What makes things a little bit easier back there is if two guys can work together all the time, get comfortable, know each other, it helps the two guys on the outside. So hopefully if somebody can surface and we can get that kind of that mesh working a little bit with Landon and some of the other guys, that would be really important for us.
How important is it for you to have a veteran back there with that group?
Veteran safety you're talking about? Yeah, we have couple of guys that fall into that category right now. That's certainly what happened last year. I thought early in the season when Brandon Merriweather was kind of giving us some energy, that was him. I still remember the play in Dallas where he made the big hit, ball popped up, and we score. And then as the season went on, Craig Dahl I thought was integral because he's a really smart football player. I thought he helped in the development of Landon Collins. But look, Landon's a year ahead now. Hopefully he can become more of that guy after having a year under his belt. So we'll see how it all unfolds.
Is it an odd feeling? I mean, when Tom left, you applied for the head coaching job and Ben got it. I mean, is it an odd feeling coming? How do you sit there and...
Well, look, it's not odd. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I was disappointed that I wasn't a guy. But look, I like Ben a lot. It was twofold. you know, it didn't happen, so there's disappointment, but it's always nice to be wanted. You know what I mean? So when you I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to moving forward. It's not odd. It's the game. It's the business. I'm not giving up on my dream of being a head coach again. But I certainly am excited about being here working with Ben.
Are you comfortable, for lack of a better word, with what you have at linebacker right now?
Yeah, I mean, we've got DK coming back from injury. You know, we got Jasper signed. You know, last year we got both JC and JT. I always get the initials mixed up. No, we're good there. I think just what we did with the front, I think, helps everybody. And I think those guys feel the same way.
How important is it for you to get more pass rush out of that group? I don't know the final number last year, but you didn't get a ton of sacks.
Well, that's not going to be different for – That's not going to be different from any defense that's going out there in the NFL. Pressure on the quarterback is what it's all about in this league when he drops back there to throw the football. It makes everybody a better player, every linebacker, every secondary player. It will be important. Again, you know, JPP having a full off season and, from beginning to end, I think that's going to help coming right out of the starting blocks. And obviously there's a reason why we went and got OV, so hopefully that continues. I don't know.
That you look for in your defense?
Not so much. I mean, that comes from the up front. Certainly when we bring pressure and bring those guys, we expect that to happen. I thought DK, until he tweaked his hamstring and then it was the foot, gave us a little bit of that. We certainly had him out there in packages to do that. So hopefully he can still do that again.
Last year when you came in here, you cited to those guys, I think it was the yards after catch is the stat you were trying to work on. Have you identified a stat that when you get these guys in here you want to get them to improve on?
Not per se. We need to improve on all of it right now, in my opinion. There'll be a message when we all get together a week from Monday. I'll just keep that under the hat right now. But we're all going to be working toward the same thing, and that's getting back to playing New York Giant defense. That's going to be the goal.
Ben's used the phrase evolution, not revolution. It seems like if there is a revolution, it's going to be the defense. Do you feel that way?
A revolution? What do you mean by if there is a...
Is this going to be a very different group?
I don't know that. You mean in terms of scheme and what
just
we do? And
what people are allowed to do because other people are here now and things like that?
We'll see. I think... I'm excited about what we're getting ready to do. Again, I go back to, you asked a question about the new guys on the staff. That part's been great. You know, we got some ideas in there. We mix and match it together. We got some people that we know that we'll be doing it with. And I wish we were playing this week. We'll see.
You've been a part of several successful coaching staffs. I'm curious, do you have a feel yet of what a Ben McAdoo coaching staff is like, or is that kind of going forward? What sense can you give us as to what it's been like so far?
I got a lot of respect for Ben. I mean, working side by side with him last year, we'd have certain conversations, and he's a guy that knows football. He knows how to lead. He'll know what to do. I think we're in great shape. Really do.